Well, it's not a bad place to work, though, is it?
No, well, my office is actually just down the road at 7 Millbank.
You're a Millbank, are you?
Yeah. But I used to work in the Commons Library, and this is, well, it's just down there.
Yeah.
These are screens.
These are screens, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's this bit here?
Right, well, this is St. Stephen's Chapel, and this is the actual location of the original chamber of the House of Commons.
Really? It's tiny.
Small?
Yes.
Mind you, weren't many MPs.
And this was a chapel. That's why you get, when a member walks into the chamber, sometimes bows, what it looks like he's bowing at the speaker. Actually, he's bowing to an imaginary altar.
Oh, right, okay.
These studs here,
where the used to be,
show you where the speaker's chair was, and the table that would sit in front of it. So, this is actually quite... I mean, we're doing a podcast about suffragettes, and it's amazing. I mean, the suffragettes, they didn't score me, if you don't really think about it, but they're quite an amazing bunch of people. A bit crazy. They chained themselves, and they have behaved very badly in general. You imagine a sort of middle-class woman, and the police having to deal with that. I mean, they wouldn't even really sort of think, they didn't want to touch them, really. Mm. But one of them chained herself to this statue here, and you can just see from here that the spur on the boot is damaged. That is difficult to get around there. But
Because it was knocked up by the tree.
Yeah. When they tried to, to get the wire cuts out to drag her away, but they used to come in and make loads of noise and screaming. And
umbrellas flapping.
There that just tells you what's going on. But they were banned. They used to come into Central Lobby.
Oh, sir. Thank you very much.
But they were banned from Central Lobby.
Right.
Bad idea. They used to come in here and jump up and down on the chairs and scream. Trying to get to the chamber. So you think about the hunt protests.
Yes.
What's going on in the early 20th, late 19th
century? Yeah. You think it's all recent stuff, but it's not.
I'm afraid, it looks like they're sitting. That's the Commons down there.
Oh, yeah, and I can see some heads.
Open the door, you can see the speaker or whoever sitting.
Yep.
So it's just that set of doors and that's the House of Commons?
One, two sets of doors.
Right, I can with you.
That's the inner lobby there. Yeah. The statues of Churchill and so on. Down that way, you actually can see the doors are open.
Sounds a lot.
Yeah. Oh, actually, not.
So these guys are down. Reception box.
You've got they're doorkeepers. Okay. And what they'll do is they'll take in messages to the chamber, and they have quite a sort of ceremonial outfit.
They're
sort of a big gold badge with a portcullis on.
Interesting. Quite a lot of tradition.
Awful lot of that. So we've got the Lord's Chamber just here, and this is they actually vote by walking down the corridors.
Really?
Yeah.
Two different corridors, generally.
Eyes and nose, or I think they have different terms in
corridors.
Magna Carta.
No.
As in facsimile.
Oh, right. Wow.
Of course, that's the basis for everything you see here, really.
Yes.
The king wasn't allowed to just say, oh, do this, and that would happen.
It's a long time ago since I did. It's
really interesting. Reading, wasn't it? Making part of sight?
Runnymede. Yes, that's right. It wasn't far from where I lived,
Well.
It's a former Lord Chancellor. So that what happened every November time, the Queen will come here. And you'll have the state opening of Parliament.
Right.
And she'll read a speech written by the government saying, in this session, this and this is what's going to happen. This bill will be introduced to do this and that. And the routes that people to come do when they visit is the line of wood. Right. You start here, this is where she walks up the stairs. And it's just the Norman bridge. Originally they were going to have Norman kings on these plinths, but that never happened. We've got here various members
great and good.
Old prime ministers are sat in the walls.
Okay.
Now, it was okay for that. You could be a member of the House of Lords and be a prime minister up until, gosh, I don't know, I think it was like the 19th century. And then they changed the law.
Yes, yeah.
And they had Alec Hume. He is this chap here.
Wasn't Hager?
He was a lord.
Yes, he was a lord. That's right, yes. That's right,
And then he had to actually resign.
That's right, he did.
And thanks to Tony Benn, of all people, that was allowed to happen.
Which with Benn, yeah.
Yeah, because he was unable, he reneged his heritage, didn't he, so he could sit in the Commons.
Right. Right, yeah. And so because of he got the law changed so that could happen. And then this chap came along, and the Conservatives made him the leader of the party, therefore Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And he had to sit as a member of the House of Commons in order to be the Prime Minister.
All right, Mick, didn't have a good...
Too much information.
No, it's great.
I'm afraid that I'm a bit of a victim because I bring my friends and family around here often.
Yeah.
This is called the robing room.
This is the
robing room.
Okay.
And in fact, this is part of a royal palace where you've got the carpet being blue. That's Royal Palace.
Right.
Red is Lords, green is Commons.
Okay.
So this is not either Lords or Commons. So you can have them.
So the Queen basically owns this, but
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In this room and the next room, you can have the assembled Lords and Commons. You can't have a Lord walking into the Chamber of the Commons and vice versa.
Yeah.
No, in fact, you can have a Commoner walking into the Chamber of the Lords as they do at the State Opening because they come from
by
the
a stranger
Commons
or whatever it is. That's what they say?
Sorry?
I strangers, yeah.
Yeah, if it's someone who's not a member, also gets in the midst of them. These frescoes are from the Arthurian legend. This whole building was burnt down in 1832.
So it was all rebuilt?
And rebuilt by, the architect was Barry, and the interior decorator, as it were, was Pugin.
Okay.
He was a very intense man. He died very young, and some say because of through sort of mental and physical exhaustion. Every single detail you see here was overseen, if not personally created by him. Doorknobs, grills on windows, everything. And it was a neo-Gothic style, so the Arthurian legend sort of fits in quite
brilliant.
Well.
Brilliantly over the top. Brilliantly over the top room. Fantastic.
Yeah. You see lots of VR everywhere. Victoria Regina.
Yeah.
She was the queen.
At the time, of course,
And you've got the portrait of her on the left and her husband, Prince Albert, on the right.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Bloody Germans.
Careful. We're in the house of mother of all parliaments in the world.
I'm a Republican.
We've created a...
And what are you doing? Republican, here we go. This is the death warrant of Charles I. And you can see Oliver Cromwell, third one down on the left.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's all there. So he was on trial in Westminster Hall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And executed on Whitehall, just outside the banqueting rooms.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. Head chopped off there.
Yeah, we often forget that we were in public for a while.
Well, indeed. Quite gruesome.
Mm.
Yeah.
wasn't particularly a soft man, was he?
No.
Cromwell. Not to the Irish, anyway.
This is quite interesting. No, not very. Not at all. This is the original building. Probably just disturbing too much, but that's what burnt down, apart from Westminster, which is that big building at the right back.
Okay. And so the hall we walked in, that's the only bit that's really left, so the rest has been...
Absolutely.
So everything we're in here is
Victorian.
Victorian, yeah.
Okay. You've got
the chapel, is that the original chapel there?